कुंज बिहारी जय। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावरचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, जय श्री हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्राये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन महर्षि गौरांग महाप्रभु की सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 नारदास इंस्ट्रक्शंस Narada instructs to the Prachitas. So we are at the last part of this canto and this last chapter. So we'll read from text number 26.
Shri Shuka Uvacha Ye Esha Uttana Pado Manavasyano Varnitaha Vamshaha Priya Vratasyapi Nibodha Nrupasattama Shri Shuka Uvacha E Esha Uttana Pado Manavasyano Varnitaha Vamshaha Priya Vratasyapi Nibodhan Rupa Sattama Shri Shuka Uvacha Esha Uttana Pado Manavasyanu Varnitaha Vamshaha Priya Vratasyapi Nibodhan Rupa Sattama Shishuka Vacha Esha Uttana Pado Manavasyanu Varnitaha Vamshaha Priya Vratasyapi Nibodha Nrupasattama Shishuka Uvacha Esha Uttana Pado Manavasyanu Varnitaha Vamshaha Priya Vratasyapi Nibodha Rambasattama Shishuka Uvacha Esha Uttana Pado
Mataji
Shri Shuka Uvacha Esha Uttana Pado Manavasyanu Varnitaha Vamshaha Priya Vratasyapi Nibodha Nrupasattama.
So, word to word meaning. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukdev Goswami said, Yaha, which, Yesha, this dynasty, Uttanapado, of King Uttanapad, Manuvasya, the son of Swayambhu Manu, Anuvarnitaha, described, following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. Vamshaha dynasty, Priyavratasya, of King Priyavrat, Api, also, Nibodha, try to understand, Nripasattama, O best of kings. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, Sukhdeva Goswami continued, O best of kings, King Parikshit, I have now finished telling about the descendants of the first son of Swayambhu Manu, Uttanapad. I shall now try to relate the activities of the descendants of Priyavrat, the second son of Swayambhu Manu. Please hear them attentively. Purport. Dhruva Maharaj was the son of King Uttanapad, and as far as the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj or King Uttanapad are concerned, their activities have been described up to the point of the Prachetas. Now, Sri Shukadeva Goswami desires to describe the descendant of Maharaj Priyavrat, the second son of Swayambhu Manu. So I will take two more verses, having purport on 28th verse. So,
यो नारदादात्म विद्याम अभिगम्य पुनर्महिम भुक्त्वा विभज्य पुत्रेभ्य ऐश्वर्यम समागतम पदम। अल्दो महाराज प्रियव्रत रिसीव्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस फ्रॉम द ग्रेट सेज नारदा, ही स्टिल एंगेज इन रूलिंग द अर्थ। आफ्टर फुल्ली एंजॉयिंग मटेरियल पोजिशंस ही डिवाइडेड हिज प्रॉपर्टी अमॉन्ग हिज सन्स। ही देन अटेंड पोजिशन बाय विच ही कुड रिटर्न होम बैक टू गॉड हेड। वर्स 28। इमाम तु कौशार विनोपवर्णिताम शत्ता निशम्मे जितवाद सत्कथाम प्रवृद्ध भाव शुकला कुलो मुनेर दधार मुद्ना चरणम रदा हरिहे। My dear king, in this way, after hearing the transcendental message of a supreme personality of Godhead and his devotees from the great sage Maitreya, Vidura was overwhelmed with ecstasy. With tears in his eyes, he immediately fell down at the lotus feet of his guru, his spiritual master. He then fixed the supreme personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Purport. This is a sign of associating with great devotees. A devotee takes instructions from liberated souls and is thus overwhelmed by ecstasy from transcendental pleasure. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj in 7th Canto, Chapter 5, Verse number 32, Naisha matistavad uru kramangrim sparati anarthapagamo yada arthaha महिष्याम पाद रजो अभिषेकम निष्किंचनम न व्रिनीत यावत। वन कैन नॉट बिकम अ परफेक्ट डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड विदाउट हैविंग टच द लोटस फीट ऑफ अ ग्रेट डिवोटी। वन हु हैज नथिंग टू डू विद दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज कॉल्ड निष्किंचना। द प्रोसेस ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन एंड द पाथ होम बैक टू गॉडहेड मीन्स सरेंडरिंग टू द बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर and taking the dust of his lotus feet on one's head. Thus, one advances on the path of transcendental realization. Vidura had this relationship with Maitreya and he attained the results. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासरितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी नमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड, ओ बेस्ट ऑफ किंग्स, I have now finished telling about the descendants of the first son of Swayambhu Manu, Uttanapad. I shall now try to relate the activities of the descendants of Priyavrat, the second son of Swayambhu Manu. Please hear them attentively. So, I'd like to speak.
और श्रीमद् भागवतम फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन सो नीड एंड सिक्स ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवस असेंबल एंड ऑल गुरु शिष्य परंपरा सो दिस इज वंडरफुल सेशन वेयर मेनी चैप्टर्स प्रीवियसली वी हर्ड द इंस्ट्रक्शंस गिवन बाय नारद मुनि टू द प्रचेतास And in this episode now, the same instructions which are given by Narad Muni to Prachetas are being again repeated by Maitreya Muni to Vidura. And the same instructions again been repeated by Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. And furthermore, same instructions are repeated by Suta Goswami to the Shonakadi Rishis in Naimisharanya, at Naimisharanya. So this indicates that the pure message which comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead needs to be heard in a disciplic succession. As we in device courses we heard of Aroha and Avaroha methods. That Avaroha is our panth, where like spiritual master instruct and disciple hears as per whatever he says and follow the instructions given by the spiritual master. In Srila Prabhupada's life also, there are many instances where Prabhupada stresses on this point that our path is to hear the spiritual master and just act as his instruction. Very famous example, one time Srila Prabhupada was taking his disciples to the program and these were very early days and Mataji's, Prabhuji's, a small group, whatever vehicle Prabhupada had, in the same vehicle, everyone used to board and go for a program because hardly like 4 or 5 devotees together. So one time Prabhupada was going for a program and Prabhupada sat in front seat and then one devotee in back seat and Govinda Dasi Mataji, she was also supposed to be go with Prabhupada. So she was also trying to go inside the vehicle, but because she had a small baby in a cradle behind, that's what a culture in the West, like they carry the child baby behind. Indian mothers carry in front, but in Western culture they have a cradle. So because of that she could not enter easily. And Prabhupada could sense that she is not able to enter so easily. But then Prabhupada patiently waits and finally she makes out somehow to take it out and then enter inside and sit. So Prabhupada takes that opportunity and inquires her, so what's our way? Monkey way or cat way? So devotee sitting behind Mataji, they could not understand anything. Because she was already uneasy because a program is waiting, she was not able to enter inside the vehicle at right time, she was taking a time and she was thinking Prabhupada may angry. And beyond that, Prabhupada is asking, what's our way? Monkey way or cat way? So nobody could figure out what is to be answered. And then Prabhupada himself answered that our way is a cat way. And then he explains that when a baby monkey wants to go from one place to another place, he makes noise and then mother understands and then mother takes, ask him to catch hold the belly. And the baby monkey catch hold the baby belly and then mother jumps from one place to another. So like that she is being transferred or baby is being transferred. But there is always a risk because when jumping, that baby monkey might leave the hole to the belly and that may get filled. But the cat way is, Prabhupada says, when a kitten wants to get shifted from one place to another, that kitten just makes some noise and mother understands. She catch hold the kitten in a mouth and safely she takes from one place to another place. So there is a very less opportunity for a kitten to fail because a mother will not give any
like risk, she will always protect, hold very properly, very smoothly, and will not allow fail. So that's the way where a kitten takes completely shelter of mother instead of he himself trying to hold something. In a case of monkey, the baby monkey is holding, so there is always chance if he is weak or he falls down, then it's a risky. But a kitten is very safe because mother is responsible and she will take all charge and take to the safe place. So that's how Prabhupada tried to instruct that one should take shelter of spiritual master and just act as per his instruction, as a kitten was acting, just making some noise and completely safe in the hand of mother, in the mouth of a mother. In the same way, a disciple, when he surrenders completely and just act as per his instruction, he is safe in a spiritual master's hand. And the same thing is also been repeated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which we heard many times, Yamam Parampara Praptam, wherein a Prabhupada in a purport very nicely gives very nice statement where he says one should carry this knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead in a parampara, but any tinge of ulterior motives or mixture, that will lose the potency of this pure knowledge. And Prabhupada gives, because the verse itself is Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa, so he gives example of milk is a pure, but when it been touched by the serpent hood, that becomes poisonous. In a similar way, the message of Krishna consciousness is a pure, but when it is touched by any alternative motives, a person with some other purposes, then it get diluted, and that's very dangerous. And that's why Srila Prabhupada always stress upon to carry this spiritual message in disciplic succession, and one should hear from a pure devotee. In today's purport also, 28th verse, while glorifying this message and how one should hear, the word is used akinchana. So one should hear from a akinchana devotee. Kinchana is like very small, akinchana. So one does not have even a single tinge of attachment to this material world or any material possession. So one should hear this message of Krishna consciousness from a pure devotee. He is also sometimes mentioned as niskinchana or akinchana. One does not have any material possession or any attachment to this material world. So this hearing this pure message from pure devotee is the most important process given in the shastras all the time. So when we want to hear the message from a pure devotee, so there are various characteristics of a pure devotees are mentioned in the shastras. And these pure devotees, because they take shelter of the spiritual energy of the Lord. As we heard, like Lord has three potencies: external energy, marginal energy, and internal energy. The marginal energy, jivas, when they take shelter of a spiritual energy, in internal energy of the Lord, then they are always in connection with the spiritual energy, and because of that they can carry this pure message to further succession or in the parampara. And that is why such kind of devotees, they are glorified in a Bhagavad Gita and all the shastras, especially in chapter 9, 13 verse, they are glorified as a mahatmas. So 9.13 Bhagavad Gita explains that mahatmanasto maam partha daivim prakritim ashita bhajante ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Translation says, O Sana Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Therefore, to the end unwanted miseries of life, one must become a devotee. So, because these pure devotees, these Mahatmas, they have taken shelter of a spiritual energy or internal energy of the Lord, so whatever matches they carry, that also is under the internal potency of the Lord. And because of that, when we hear from a pure devotee, it has some effect upon us. And if we hear it attentively, definitely it will have an effect in our life also. Although we may carry a lot of our conditionings, but because of pure devotee's instructions or because of it's coming from a pure devotee, it will impact our heart also. So, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's glorified about this message. How, like fifth canto explains that, Yashasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchana sarver gunas tatra samasate sura. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. So that devotee, because he is in a continuously touch with the spiritual energy of the Lord, he also has all good qualities of demigods, and that's why he is qualified to teach the message of spirituality or Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are three characteristics given about the pure devotees which are very important, because he is not just a practitioner but also he is a preacher in a future. So three most important characteristics of a pure devotees are given. That one is, he is a humble enough. Another, he has eagerness to hear. And third, he has sincerity of purpose in a preaching. So he is humble, always thinking that he is a very fallen soul and always considering himself as a useless fellow, or he is a fool number one, but just wanted to get the mercy of the Lord. And he always acts in that humble mood. And he has a lot of eagerness to understand about himself, the Lord, his relationship with the Lord. And after understanding that relationship, he wants to glorify the Lord. And he has sincerity of purpose with practicing what he has understood and preached same message to the audience. So with these three characteristics, a pure devotee is capable to preach the pure message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is why it is said that when we practice spirituality, unless and until we go for pure devotional service and we execute this pure devotional service, perfection cannot be achieved. So to achieve perfection in spirituality, execution of pure devotional service is very important. And that execution should be under the instructions of a Kinchan devotee who is a pure devotee. So that is how our parampara explains. And because of our conditionings, we may sometimes, while hearing from a pure devotees, we make mistake. In a process, we may sometimes feel the process itself is working or not working. But still we have to continue the process, because the process has an effect, and that's why we have to practice it as per as with our sincerity possible for us. So the process will help us to get purified. And what aspect of purification is important is that we have to purify our false ego. So in the process, because of our conditioning, our false ego comes in between. Otherwise, a mere process of just hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His glories is enough to get purified. And that's the actual process of perfection. But still, because of our conditionings, our false ego, we have to do various other activities too. And that is why we need a spiritual master who instructs us as per our conditioning. He helps us to get purified. And then finally, the ultimate goal, to hear the pure message of Supreme Personality from a pure devotee, that we can achieve. So Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto also glorifies the various processes of purifications, where Shukadeva Goswami instructs Parikshit Maharaj about in a 10th canto 5th chapter about what are the different processes of purifications. So it explains that Kalena snana sochabhyam samskares tapasya jaya shuddhayanti dane santushtya dravyani atmatma vidyaya. Translation says, working by the passing of a time, land and other material possessions are purified. By bathing, the body is purified, and by being cleansed, unclean things are purified. By purificatory ceremonies, birth is purified. By austerity, the senses are purified. And by worship and charity offered to the Brahmanas, material possessions are purified. By satisfaction, the mind is purified. And by self-realization or Krishna consciousness, the soul is purified. So there's various purifications which are given in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10. That for purification, the most important, that is last aspect, to purify soul, one has to purify one's consciousness. And especially because of the false ego, that's the most difficult process to purify. And that's the reason why we should take a shelter of a pure devotee. And in today's purport, one more very important aspect is given about the pure devotees, that Mahisham Pad Rajo Abhishekam. So what does it mean? To get purified, one should take shelter of a pure devotee. So here is mentioned about Pad Rajo Abhishekam. One should take the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also glorifies the three aspects of a devotee's mercy in Chaitanya Charitamrut, where we heard this famous verse about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs when he was in a Jagannath Puri. So three prominent aspects of a pure devotee which are very important for us, and those three aspects will help us to get purified. That is Bhakta Pada Dhuliyar, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Vashesha Tino Mahabal. Yai Tina Seva Haite Krishna Prema Hai Punha Puna Sarva Shastre Phukariya Kai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying repeatedly, I am telling, even in the Shastras, that Bhakta Pada Dhuliyar, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha Tina Mahabal. So the dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed from the lotus feet of a devotee, and the remnants of food left by the devotees are the three very potential, powerful substances to get purified. So these three very potential aspects are given even by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrut for us to get purified. So further, with these three important aspects of purification or potent aspects of the pure devotee, we will give few examples of the Shastras where how devotees have got purified by these three very potent aspects of a devotee. So about the Bhakta Pada Dholi, so the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee, there are many wonderful examples. We will take little later. About the Bhakta Pada Jal, very famous example recently. We heard the 150th appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, he was invited for a debate at Midnapur, and all the participants came, but because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not feeling well, so he asked his son Bimal Prasad to go and participate in the debate. And Bimal Prasad, as per the father's instruction, he went there and the debate began. And then all Brahmanas were in pro of Brahmanical culture and greatness of Brahmana. They glorified Brahmanas. And then the time came when now Vaishnavas are supposed to be glorified. And then Vimal Prasad came in front. And again he started glorifying Brahmanas only. And meanwhile the people who were in audience, they were bewildered whether he is debating from Brahmana's side or Vaishnava's side. He is glorifying Brahmana so much, with all the Shastras, with all authentic references. And then after glorifying Brahmanas, Brahmanas are so great, then he started glorifying how Vaishnavas are better than Brahmanas. So first he glorified Brahmanas, and then he glorified Vaishnavas and how Vaishnavas are better than Brahmanas. And when he put his all points, the people were so like mesmerized, and all audience plus all the people who are on the dais, they understood his understanding of Shastras, his maturity, his perceptions, and they were so happy that everyone in the audience wanted to take dust from his lotus feet. And that there was a problem for management, like all audience if comes on stage, it will create havoc. So what they did, they took Vimal Prasad, they put one motor and washed his lotus feet, collected the water and sprinkled on all the audience. And that is how they got the Bhaktapada Jal. And they become so happy to hear from him and also get wash a pure water, Padajal, from a pure devotee. And also there is a pastime about the remnants of a food, where we heard from Srimad Bhagavatam first canto only, when Narad Muni, under the instruction of his mother, when all these Mahatmas, saintly people, who stayed for 4 months at his house in Chaturmasya, and every day he heard from them very nicely, and simultaneously with their permission he took their Mahaprasad also. Definitely the hearing process has more impact, but with that, whatever Mahaprasad he received, that also helped him to get purified. And finally, whatever little bit attachment he had, Lord took away that also. His mother also got died by serpent, snake bite, and finally he completely detached from home and went for the perfection of life. So these are the examples about the Bhakta, Padadhuli Bhakta, Padajal and Bhakta Bhukta Vashesha, Mahaprasad of the devotee. So but Padadhuli, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj gives very nice example of his own life, and he explains the what does it mean to get Padadhuli. So is it that just a dust from lotus feet of a pure devotee? Yes, definitely physically the dust from lotus feet of pure devotee is also important and is also potential. But the actual meaning of getting dust from lotus feet of a devotee means following his instructions and allowing a spiritual master to correct us and get purified. So that is what, and he gave his example very nicely, that how initially Giriraj Swami Maharaj was from beginning a very sober person and always in a mode of goodness and thinking about, like, he was quite about like social thing, because he has a lot of money, his father was such a rich person, so he was not having any worry about material things to collect. So he from beginning was always thinking of doing some social work and doing some good to the society. So in school life only he decided, I want to become a doctor so that I can serve the society, because that was his perspective. And for that, then in a college life, he became a leader, kind of a leader amongst those who wanted to become doctor. Like, aajkal bhi hota hai, tuitions mein jaate to, NEET ka alag coaching hota hai, phir CET ke JEE ka alag coaching hota hai, to everyone understand, these are the people for NEET preparation, means want to become a doctor. These are the people who are preparing for the JEE, means they want to become engineers. So like that only. So he was kind of a leader among those who were preparing for a medical. And then there he understood that although I am preparing for medical, but more than the physical problems of the people, now I could see among students and while dealing with the people, their mental problems are more important than the physical problems. And then he started inquiring more, and then he understood for the mental treatments, just doctor is not important, psychiatric is more important. So for mental treatment, so he then started visiting psychiatric people, the consultants, and understand. So Just concept of becoming doctor, he left there and he wanted to become now psychiatric. And slowly, when he constantly went on visiting psychiatric, so he understood that even a psychiatric people who are treating the patients, they also are into the stress. And data nowadays also been published that more than psychiatric patients, the psychiatric guides or the teachers, they have more, like they are more into the suicidal case or more complex cases they handle, and they perform more suicides. That's what data also proves now. And he also saw that these people are like fighting for the post and everything, and then he understood if these people who are supposed to give treatment, they are also in the depression and their percentage is more than a common people also, then this is not also the solution. And then slowly he start thinking, and then he come to understand that I need some guide for me. Not exactly the spiritual master, guru, but someone who will guide me to achieve the perfection or the thing, what is real. To understand that thing, I need someone who will tell me what is the real thing and what is the real solution. So then he further started inquiring and he wanted to understand the real thing. So somehow then he got connected to Srila Prabhupada, and then he went to the Prabhupada once with few devotees. They took him to the Srila Prabhupada. And in few conversations, Prabhupada understood this is a person, he has gone to many of the gurus like me because he wanted some guide, and he has many other concepts too. And Giriraj Maharaj met many gurus, and he had a concept also from some gurus, and in his room he has posted many posters understanding from various gurus, and few quotations were very clear saying that like I am a god, and he was always trying to remember, yes, I am a god, I am a god. By putting those posters, he was trying to understand, yes, I am also God. And one time when he wanted to meet Srila Prabhupada and wanted to ask this question, that what is the real thing? Because for that reason he was searching various gurus or the guides. And in that instruction, in that conversation, Prabhupada first asked him, so to understand real thing, first you have to understand what's your goal. So if your goal is to become a god, then I cannot answer what is the real thing. But if your goal is to serve God, then I can answer. Then Giriraj Maharaj said, why? So Prabhupada said, if you want to become a god, that means you are not God now. And Giriraj Maharaj understood, yeah, true. If I want to become a god, that means I am not God now. So if you are not God now, you cannot be a God further also. Because God is God now, in the future, in the history. So every time God is a God, when you want to become a God, that means you are not God now. So you cannot be a God. Still you want to become a God, you are just a competitor to who is already God. So don't try to be a competitor. And then Giriraj Maharaj understands, oh, that's how, like, I cannot become a God. And then furthermore, he understood this so nicely, he wanted to get things very clear from Prabhupada, so he started visiting Prabhupada frequently. And one of the conversation then, one time Prabhupada was sitting in a temple hall, and devotees got lot of Mahaprasad plates from altar, because Prabhupada used to visit temples few times and he used to travel only. So when devotees saw Prabhupada has come to the temple, so whatever Mahaprasad, Rajbhog, everything they got from Prabhupada. So Giriraj Maharaj this time was thinking, oh, Prabhupada told me that I am also not God, he is also not God, but now he is eating what Mahaprasad is eaten by God, that much quantity. So then devotees got that Mahaprasad, they got it to the Prabhupada, and Prabhupada in very humble mood he said, I am not God to eat that much. So he took just simple Mahaprasad, just tested it, and ask all the devotees, you can distribute it to everyone. And then he got very like solace, yes. What Prabhupada said, he is not God, he also proved. And he showed by his example that we cannot God also. So in that way, so his whatever concept, conception about God, that also got clarified, and slowly he tried to surrender Srila Prabhupada, and then he explains, this is what I thought, that understanding or taking the instructions of the spiritual master will help us to get purified, and that is the way what we means taking a dust of lotus feet of a pure devotee. So in this way he understood this concept of taking dust of lotus feet of pure devotee. So in the end, I will just quote one story of Srila Prabhupada, how that Prabhupada is Akinchana devotee and he only can give Krishna. So one time Giriraj Maharaj only tells this story. He was cultivating many life members in Bombay and all over India. So he was also in touch with one high court judge in Madras. So there was a very good relationship with Giriraj Maharaj and that high court judge. So he invited Srila Prabhupada also to meet that life member. So Prabhupada, on the request of Giriraj Maharaj, went with few devotees at the house of this high court judge. And then when Prabhupada is coming, naturally Indian culture, because he's a rich person, has a lot of opulence with him. So he got many nice gifts because sadhu is coming to his house. And so to gift Srila Prabhupada with some cloths and other things, prasad, he also got small deity of Lord Krishna, a silver deity. And when Prabhupada came, he gifted that deity to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada took that deity, he kept it on table. He had some conversation with that person. And devotees were sitting. And that Malati Mataji and her daughter Saraswati was also there. So Prabhupada saw Saraswati, very small kid. And Prabhupada took that Krishna deity, a silver deity. And he asked Saraswati, so Saraswati, who has a Krishna? So Saraswati said, Prabhupada, here is a Krishna first. Then Prabhupada hid that deity behind and he asked, where is Krishna now? And she little got bewildered here, there. She tried to saw here and there, and then Malati Mataji understood. She is not able, she has not seen while Prabhupada was hiding. So she is not able to understand. She is confused. So Malati Mataji gives hint and makes her to understand that actually Prabhupada has hided the deity and it's with Prabhupada. So Malati Mataji told and just gave a hint. So she, Malati Mataji asked the daughter, so Saraswati, who has Krishna? And Saraswati immediately replied, Prabhupada has Krishna. And then Prabhupada took out the deity and showed, yes, I have Krishna. And that is how Giriraj Maharaj said, Prabhupada, with such a simple activity showed that because he is a pure devotee and he has a Krishna and he only can give Krishna to everyone. And last example of one time Srila Prabhupada, he was there in celebrating Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's happiness day or disappearance day, and he gave a lecture. And after lecture, one devotee went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's photo, just where Prabhupada was giving lecture, the photo was there only. So that devotee just started praying Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he was so desperate because today is his appearance day or disappearance day, please give us mercy. So Prabhupada was sitting. So Prabhupada said, what did you ask? So he answered, Prabhupada, I asked him to give his mercy. Prabhupada said, you will not get mercy. He got bewildered, because if I won't get mercy, then what is chance to save myself? Then he asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, how should I get? So Prabhupada said, because whole mercy has come here now. So you can get it from here only, not there. So he wanted to establish that also, because I am a pure devotee and in a parampara, so whole mercy can be accessed from me. So that is how this parampara of a pure devotee has to maintain, and this message of pure devotional service has to be heard from a pure devotee. Hare Krishna. It's time. Yeah. Hmm.
It's 9.
Any question? Okay, if not, Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.